I'll be honest. In relationships, getting your ex-boyfriend to come back after a relationship has ended, and especially failed, can be one of the hardest things you can ever do. Not hard technically. Technically, it's actually quite easy. You simply have to tell him a few things, sit back, and wait, and that's it. But in order to tell him those things, it's going to be challenging and enduring mentally and emotionally. In fact, it's the opportunity you've needed to become the girlfriend that no man would ever want to leave. Here's the fact. If you've lost your boyfriend, that means you have been spending a lot of time engaging in certain behaviors that have led you to the end of this relationship. Yes, you. And now you have to go back and prove to him that you are a new and different person. And that is going to take climbing over a mountain of his beliefs about you. It's not as simple as trying to, quote unquote, convince him with words, like saying things like, I've changed, or I love you, or let's talk about it. As you've probably found, these things don't really get you anywhere and rarely work, because the truth is, men know what's going on a deeper level, deeper than words. Yes, men can be pretty thick-headed sometimes. But the reality is, even if he doesn't understand it consciously, his subconscious, his guts, his instincts are reacting to you and are telling him things. Men can sense on a deeper level, a deeper subconscious level, whether you have changed or not, or whether you're actually more in a state of grief and fear over losing him and being without him than being in the magical feeling of love or being actually a yin feminine woman. And that your version of talking about things is more along the lines of trying to convince him to stay. And look, there's nothing wrong with feeling those ways in and of themselves. The only problem is feeling those ways are not going to get a man to come back to you. Despair, fear, anger, sadness, these things are not going to help. You must, in essence, prove yourself through your actions, behaviors, emotional state, and patterns of communication with him. Here's what I mean. The first step is choosing an appropriate approach of communication with him and telling him a few things that I will be showing you later on in this program. The second step to getting your boyfriend back is you will have to be willing to put in a lot of work to win back his trust, respect, and love for a romantic relationship, and also attraction and desire. And you do that by eliminating the behaviors, thinking patterns, and energy you have been engaging in with him that have caused him to want to leave in the first place, and why he wants to stay broken up. Then you need to replace those behaviors, thinking patterns, and energy with powerful, attractive energy that's going to magnetize him back towards you by the force of polarity, or reclaiming your deep, hidden, yin feminine charm. That's really the key to all of this. Take a close look at yourself right now. Not in the mirror, but yourself through thought, emotions, and energy. Who you are inside. I want you to notice something. The pain you're feeling now and the emotions that you are feeling during the relationship are probably not that different. They're just amplified. And this is one reason why the relationship has collapsed. Now, the third step, you have to help yourself to become confident and fun-loving and a yin feminine woman again that he wants to spend time with and he wants to spend his life with. And finally, the fourth step, when you get him back and you get what you want, you have to make sure it doesn't happen again and that you keep the relationship stable and growing. Backsliding happens more often than you'd like to imagine. Let me make this clear right now. If you don't have the burning desire to get yourself into a confident, centered, emotionally balanced place, fun-loving place, and relaxed state, where you are the woman who you were born to be, rather than this emotional hurt you're in caused by something outside of you, you don't stand a real chance of getting him back. And this often means doing things that your emotions right now don't readily want to do. For instance, I tell many women that they have to let go of their man. And I'm not saying you can pretend to let him go. I actually mean you have to let him go. This is something that your emotions are going to say, "No, no, I don't want to." But the reality is this fear and holding on to him is not some noble emotion that is going to magically make him appear in your life again and make your wildest fantasies come true. Holding on to the past is only going to hold you back and prevent you from getting him back and getting what you want. And please understand, this feeling of holding on to him and holding on to past sentiments most certainly is not love, no matter how hard you tried to convince yourself. Don't confuse you needing and being attached to him and all of the pain that accompanies it as love. It is not. The reality is, this is neediness and fear in disguise. These are deep emotional wounds inside of you that have been released because of this event. And one of the biggest reasons I believe your man left you is because of this feeling of neediness and fear that was underlying the entire relationship and all of the actions that sprout up from it. Not that neediness itself is a problem, but rather it's one of the roots of the problem that has led to most or all of the problems you are facing with him. Now, I'm not saying you are somehow bad or wrong for feeling needy and or afraid. Not at all. And as we go on, I'm going to show you why you should begin to accept yourself fully as you are, no matter how you feel. It's completely normal. At least these feelings got you to the point of getting some real help. And now you are here, ready to learn how to get your man back. If there's one thing I want you to get before we go deeper, it's that most of what is going to bring your man back comes from inside of you. It really doesn't have much to do with the techniques as much as it has to do with the person that is using the techniques. For instance, if you've ever seen the documentary Man on a Wire, it's about this guy during the 70s who snuck into the top of the World Trade Center Twin Towers in New York, and he actually tightrope walked from one building to the other. Remember that at the time, these buildings were the tallest buildings standing in the world at a whopping 1,360 feet. That's more than 4.5 football fields up into the air. Now, if you asked him, what was your technique for doing that? He'll tell you how he balanced the pole and the way he positioned his feet, what he did with his eyes and all that. But when you get up there in the air and you're standing at the ledge of that building ready to put your foot on that rope and you look down over the edge, you all of a sudden realize that those techniques mean absolutely nothing in terms of what is going to get you to step out on that rope and move you across to the other side. You realize that if you want to move at all, you're going to first have to learn how to overcome the fear that is inside you. And let me tell you, no matter how long you've lived with that fear, no matter how many bad breakups you've been through, it's absolutely possible to conquer that fear if you have the right tools. So you're going to need to take some time off from the tightrope to get the mental capacity to actually get across. That depends on changing who you are as energy. And this is a question I'd like you to ask yourself. Who am I as energy? And if you go a little deeper, it really comes down to removing the hindrances, i.e., fear, grief, pain, panic, anxiety. These things are blocking you from being yourself, unlovable woman. And that's going to be the focus of this program. This program is not going to be so much about giving you the techniques, although I do have the best techniques I've ever discovered after years of research on breakups laid out in this program. But it really comes down to renewing yourself into a happy, balanced, lighthearted, confident feminine woman.